You may be seated. Happy Monday. Here we go. Feels a little more like fall, doesn't it? Hey, this semester, and really for the whole year, we're working through the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew. And our theme this year is good news, and we're looking at good news stories, people who encounter Jesus and that their lives are changed. Well, we're not only doing that as we're looking through the Gospel of Matthew, but we're doing that within our community as well, too. We're hearing good news stories of people who have encountered Jesus and have been changed. Last week, we had Jasmine Lowell, who is on the staff here, but today we have Kanoko Yamazaki. Yes, I got it right. And you can give Kanoko a little loving. I've had trouble pronouncing Kanoko's last name, so I'm so thrilled I said it right today. Anyway, Kanoko graduated from Hope last year and is now an employee. She's working in the international office, and Kanoko is going to share her good news story. Kanoko was born and raised in Tokyo, and she's going to share a little about that. But before we do, pray with us. Loving God, thank you that you pursue us with your great love. And you will never give up, never give up. And so thank you, God, that you have pursued Kanoko, but not just Kanoko, each one of us right now. And even for some of us sitting here today, we don't even know it, that you are pursuing us. So speak to our hearts today. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you welcome Kanoko?
With my aunt's influence, who is an English-Japanese interpreter, I was exposed to English since I was little. And I had always wanted to improve my English and learn about the culture behind it. I always thought as a child that speaking another language and communicating with people was a really cool challenge. Because of this, studying in the United States for all 4 years was the most exciting thing to me. However, at the same time, it was the most nerve-wracking decision I've ever made, mainly because I had no idea what to expect. I asked myself, who am I going to be friends with? How do I survive in classes where I cannot fully understand what professors are saying or even take notes in English that fast? What if I have really bad grades? How can I adjust to new culture? Additionally, I had to think about whether I would feel comfortable studying at a Christian college because I grew up as a Buddhist. I initially thought that Christianity was an important aspect of American culture. Therefore, I expected to learn about Christianity as I learned about America. So I did not expect to become a Christian unless some huge miracle happened. At that point, I had no idea that I would be standing in front of you and giving this testimony today. Growing up in Japan, I learned to believe in the discipline and hard work of the teachings of Buddha. I was raised to have a strong conviction to be in charge of planning my life and relationships with others. I believed that as long as I did whatever is good, I'll be on the right track to escape suffering in my life. However, a life-changing event occurred when I was a senior in high school. Up until senior year, I had a high enough GPA and studied very hard to be admitted to a well-known university in Japan. Unfortunately, the university did not accept any students from my school that particular year. All of my effort and hard work seemed futile, and I felt hopeless. I felt like I had to go back all the way back to the start. To make things worse, my mom became sick. I felt like there's no way out because of the tremendous stress. I wanted to help her and take care of her, but I couldn't because I already had so much stress from studying for the exam and handling this unexpected outcome. Afterwards, thankfully, I made it to a place where I could rest and slowly recover. But the hope and the belief I had for a long time was crushed. I was not able to feel close to what I had believed in anymore. It was about that time that I came to know Hope College as an option. As I was searching and listing schools to apply to, I realized that Hope College was a Christian college, so I automatically ruled it out. Later, however, my study abroad counselor sent me another counselor who had previously graduated from Hope College. She shared her stories with me, expressing that she did not feel like she had to be a Christian to study at Hope. As a result, I decided to reconsider Hope. As I started at Hope College in the January of 2013, I slowly became involved in the Japanese community. I tried to meet new people, but I still felt distant during my first year at Hope. This was because I did not feel connected as a Christian, but I did not want to be a Christian just to be accepted into the community. For a while, I contemplated whether to stay at Hope or to transfer because I was afraid that I would never fit in. During my second semester at Hope, I was invited to the gathering. I did not know why, but tears streaked down my face while the students were praising God. From that point on, I started attending Japanese services and bilingual Bible study regularly. I felt like I really wanted to participate in those events. Yet even then, there was still a part of me that felt that I could not completely accept God because I was constantly comparing Christianity with Buddhism. Despite all of my interest and activity in the Christian community at Hope, I had not yet found a big enough reason to personally become a Christian myself. It wasn't until my second year that I felt I found a reason to turn to Christ. That second year, I was still feeling a little bit distant from American students. It took a long time for me to express myself in English, so I felt inferior to them. It was around this time that I found friends who accepted me for who I was and didn't make me feel like I was a foreigner. I received so much kindness from the people that I interacted with. They put forward a lot of effort to connect with me. They genuinely cared about how I was doing and showed empathy to what I had been going through. I began to wonder where such kindness was coming from, because it seemed like it was more than just their personality. It seemed to me that they all had something in common deep inside. In conversation with my friends and in the Bible study community, I heard a lot about love. Then it hit me. In my religious upbringing, there was no mention of love in the way people here talked about. So when Christians talked about loving others, loving enemies, something changed inside me. I realized that the struggle and pressure that I was feeling was actually coming from the Buddhist discipline that teaches that you change yourself with your own effort. So I was being so strict with myself in order to improve my life. I realized that instead of improving myself, I was hurting myself. I was expecting a miracle to believe in God, but it occurred to me that His love fills the small things in our daily lives. The love I was receiving from people was actually coming from God. I began to notice the love of Jesus through friends and my community. I felt free from the pressure that I had before, and I was relieved. I felt so much joy, and I was ready to accept God into my life. I am not trying to put down Buddhism or other religions. I cannot deny that I felt grace from believing in Buddhism as I grew up. But I now realize that God used my former belief so that I could come to know the true God. He taught me what it means to love others. Because I know that accepting Him is just the beginning, I want to continue to build a relationship with him, thanking him for his love that flows abundantly for us. I was worried about a lot of things when I took my first steps in America. The many challenges I faced, my native language is not English, the fact that America is not the culture that I grew up in, and that I had a different religious background, weren't excuses sufficient enough to limit me from knowing the truth about God. I want you to know how much of an impact you can be to other people. Languages, cultures, and religious differences should not and will not stop you from loving others. I learned this through the many people at Hope who took extra steps to reach out to me, someone who only spoke a little English. You too can be the light in someone's life. Go in peace.